This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastula with the news. The headlines first. Health Ministry announces to provide free medicine to patients with hemophilia, a rare blood clotting disorder. President Ramchandra Podel calls on people's representatives to prioritize people's welfare and development. Wildfire continues to burn in Mahabharat community forest of Kavri Palanchok since Tuesday. Fire poses no immediate threat to human settlement. And U.S. just temporarily blocks Trump's order to change birthright citizenship. Now the news in detail. Health Minister Pradeep Podel has announced that the government will provide free medicine to patients with hemophilia, a rare hereditary blood clotting disorder. The decision comes after continued requests from patients and stakeholders for assistance with the high-cost medication required for treatment. The Health Ministry will now supply the necessary medicines for hemophilia patients through various government hospitals, including both federal and provincial hospitals under its jurisdiction. Health Minister Podel explained that the initiative follows a grant from the World Federation of Hemophilia. According to the Health Minister's Secretariat, the Ministry is preparing to distribute medicines based on demand at the federal, state and provincial levels. Currently, around 900 individuals have been identified as suffering from hemophilia in Nepal, although the World Health Organization estimates that there are approximately 5,000 undiagnosed cases in the country. President Ramchandra Podel has called on people's representatives to prioritize the welfare of the people and the progress of development in their work. The head of state made the remark during a meeting with the chiefs and deputy chiefs of the district coordination committees and office bearers of the Association of District Coordination Committees at the president's residence yesterday. During the meeting, President Podel asked them to enhance their roles and activism in ensuring that projects are being implemented according to the approved budgets, plans and terms of reference. A wildfire in the Mahabharat community forest in the southern part of Kavri Palanchok district is still raging and has not yet been brought under control. The blaze began in the community forest at Tamlik Dada, located in Khani Kola Rural Municipality 1 on Tuesday afternoon. Sudarshan Shrestha, the Assistant Chief District Officer of Kavri Palanchok, says teams from the Nepali Army and the police have been deployed to the area and they are working in coordination with residents to extinguish the fire. Assistant CDO Shrestha further clarified that the nearest human settlement is located about 4 kilometers from the fire's location, and at present the fire does not pose an immediate threat to the settlement. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Podel says the government is doing its best to overcome economic challenges and move forward. Speaking at the 60th anniversary of Rashtriya Banijya Bank in Kathmandu yesterday, Finance Minister Podel emphasized that the government is focused on strengthening the national economy through increased production, enhanced productivity and job creation. Finance Minister Podel also highlighted that the government had revised 32 laws through ordinances to ensure quality service delivery, promote good governance and attract foreign investment. Arnold Koshwa, the Asian Development Bank ADB Country Director for Nepal, paid a courtesy call to Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak yesterday. The meeting held at the Ministry of Home Affairs in Singha Darbar, where Minister Lekhak urged ADB's continued support for several key projects in Nepal, including the upgrading of the Gadda Chowki Kohalpur section of the East-West Highway and the construction of the Mahakali Corridor. The Home Minister and ADB's Country Director Koshwa exchanged views on accelerating smart city development projects supported by ADB in Sudhur Paschim Province. They also discussed ADB's potential support for building religious tourism infrastructure in the province. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh has said the promotion of folk culture has contributed to the nation's overall development as it upholds the nation's identity. inaugurating the Dhading Folk Cultural Festival yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Singh said publicity of folk cultures was vital for the country's economic development, social unity and tourism promotion. Reminding that foreigners are more attracted to Nepal's folk cultures and traditions, the minister expressed hope that such festivals could become the medium to lure domestic and foreign tourists and contribute to uplifting the tourism industry. Urging the youths to work to preserve cultural identity, Minister Singh viewed that such festivals help enhance the sale of local goods, hotel business, handicrafts, public transport and other economic activities, making the local economy vibrant. The National Planning Commission, NPC, has implemented the system of distribution of resources via equalization and special grants based on quality. The NPC shared the information that it had prepared the action plan for implementation of the 16th periodic plan by incorporating this provision to increase the effectiveness of fiscal federalism. Vice Chairperson of the NPC, Professor Dr. Shivaraj Adhikari, said that the classification is a major basis for allocation of resources, which would ensure more equalization grants to local levels from the central government. Similarly, the 16th periodic plan has prioritized the localization of Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, and the process of graduating from the status of the least developed country to the developing one. The stakeholders have stressed the need for maintaining uniformity in the health examination of those opting for foreign employment. The members of the Committee on the Industry, Commerce, Labour and Employment under the House of Representatives, during a discussion with the office bearers of the Nepal Medical Entrepreneurs Federation, said that the fees of health checkups in different health institutes needs to be scientific and maintain a uniform process. Furthermore, the chairperson of the association, Taranath Arial, demanded the government to end syndicate in health checkup of the Nepali workers leaving for jobs abroad. The federation also showed concern that the health centers not listed for the service were providing the service too. A total of 194 institutes are listed for conducting health checkups of migrants for foreign job. The newly appointed ambassadors of Japan, Turkmenistan, Laos and Iran have formally presented their credentials to President Ramchandra Podel. In separate ceremonies held yesterday at the office of the President, Ambassador Maeda Toru of Japan, Ambassador Shalara Geldi Nazarov of Turkmenistan, Ambassador Bomi Van Meni of Laos and Ambassador Dr. Iraz Ilahi of Iran each presented their credentials to the President. Ambassador Toru of Japan is based in Kathmandu, while the other ambassadors serve as non-residential representatives. The Martyrs' Week began yesterday in memory of the martyrs who laid down their lives for the establishment of democracy in the country. Deputy Mayor of Kathmandu Metropolitan City Sunita Dangol, Office Bearers of Kathmandu Metropolitan City and locals paid floral tributes to Sukaras Shastri at his statue at Teku on the first day of Martyrs Week yesterday. Sukaras Shastri was active in the awareness campaign against the Rana oligarchy through religious activities. The Rana government had hung Shastri at Teku Patali in 1997 BS Mark 10. Martyrs' Week is celebrated every year in coordination with the Kathmandu Metropolitan City. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. A federal judge in Seattle has temporarily blocked U.S. President Donald Trump's attempt to end birthright citizenship. Under a long-standing interpretation of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, nearly anyone born inside the U.S. is automatically given citizenship. Trump hopes to end that rule for children born to parents who are in the country illegally or temporarily. Four states, Washington, Arizona, Illinois, and Oregon, asked for the order to be paused while the federal court considers the state's legal challenge. Trump, who has issued a range of unilateral actions since returning to the U.S. presidency on Monday, has long vowed to make this particular change. His executive order called on U.S. government departments and agencies to deny the granting of citizenship to the children of migrants who are either in the U.S. illegally or on temporary visas. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. With the influence of the western low pressure system in the western part of the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi, Kentucky and Karnali province and mainly fair in rest of the country today. There are chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous region of Karnali province today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Health Ministry announces to provide free medicine to patients with hemophilia, a rare blood clotting disorder. President Ramchandra Podel calls on people's representatives to prioritize people's welfare and development. Wildfire continues to burn in Mahabharat community forest of Kabri Balanchok since Tuesday. Fire poses no immediate threat to human settlement. And U.S. judge temporarily blocks Trump's order to change birthright citizenship. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.